Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GTPL Hathway Limited Q4 FY 2026 earnings conference call hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectation of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant line will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask question after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aryan Tripathi from Emkay Global Financial Services Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for this opportunity. We have with us today Mr. Aniruddha Singh Jadeja, Promoter and Managing Director, Mr. Piyush Pankaj, Business Head B2B and Chief Strategy Officer, and Mr. Saurabh Banerjee, Chief Financial Officer. I shall now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks. Over to you, Mr. Jadeja.
Call of GTPL Hathway Limited to discuss financial performance of quarter four FY 2026. We remain the country's largest MSO while consistently deepening our footprint as a significant player in the fast-evolving fixed broadband landscape. Both our cable TV and broadband businesses deliver steady operational performance over the year. Over the past financial year, we have focused on launching and scaling consumer-centric products and services. With the newly launched GTPL Infinity, our fixed platform will enable to scale our operation, speed of ground implementation, and cost efficiency. In the line with our consistent dividend-paying policy from last nine years, for the financial year FY 2026, the board of directors have recommended dividend of 20% of face value, rupees 2 per share. I now hand over the call to Mr. Piyush Pankaj, who will take you through the KPI for the cable TV and broadband segment, as well as highlights of our efforts throughout the year. Piyush.
Thanks, Mr. Jadeja. Good evening, everyone. The KPIs for both the businesses are as follows. First, cable TV segment. Our digital cable TV subscriber base as on March 31st, 2026, stood at 9.40 million. Among the total subscriber base, paying subscribers stood at 8.70 million. In the broadband business, active subscriber base at the end of the quarter stood at 1.06 million, adding 15,000 new subscribers on a YoY basis. Home pass stood at 5.95 million as of 31st March 2026, of which 75% are available for FTTx. The broadband ARPU for quarter four FY 2026 stood at 465. Average data consumption per month stood at 436 GB, a 10% increase YoY. The number of Indian households is expected to increase from 332 million in 2025 to 345 million by 2028, alongside a rise in per capita income from $2,800 to $3,600. This growth is expected to expand India's middle class to approximately 715 million people by 2030-31, creating a strong foundation for higher television and broadband ownership and consumption. Television household penetration in India is around 60%, which is expected to be around 65% by 2030. India's demographic and economic trends continue to support long-term growth in television and broadband penetration. This quarter has become exceptional as the company has reported negative profit after tax. The decline in PAT is driven by mainly three factors. First, the revenue impact. Subscription, cable subscription, and ISP revenues were lower due to the lower operating days in the quarter, which is a two-day impact, and a marginal decline in subscriber base. The impact is of around 12 crore. Second is year-end accounting adjustments. Higher one-time provision towards conservative accounting and impairment being the end of FY, which is the impact is of around 7.5 crore. And one-time forex loss of around 9 crore. The revaluation loss due to INR depreciation linked to geopolitical developments in the Middle East. Because of that, the company has lost around 9 crore and the impact is there in the PAT. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Saurabh Banerjee, CFO, who will take you through the financial performance of the company.
Thank you, Mr. Piyush, and good evening to everyone joining us today. On a consolidated basis for the quarter, total revenue rose 4% year-on-year to INR 9344 million. Subscription revenue came in at INR 2850 million, while broadband revenue increased 3% year-on-year to INR 1394 million. Consolidated reported EBITDA was INR 908 million, reflecting a margin of 9.7%. Operating EBITDA for the quarter stood at INR 854 million with a margin of 18%. Looking at the full year FY26, consolidated revenue grew 7% annually to INR 37466 million. Subscription revenue reached INR 11862 million, while broadband revenue rose 2% year-on-year to INR 5580 million. Consolidated reported EBITDA for the year was INR 4321 million, translating to a margin of 11.5%. Operating EBITDA stood at INR 4026 million, maintaining a margin of 22% compared to the prior year. Net profit attributable to the parent was INR 156 million. On a standalone basis for the quarter, total revenue grew by 9% YOY and 1% Q on Q to INR 6185 million. Standalone reported EBITDA for the quarter was INR 596 million at a margin of 9.6%. Standalone figures for FY26 stood as follows. Total revenue was stable annually at INR 8685 million. Reported EBITDA stood at INR 2369 million at an EBITDA margin of 9.6%. Net profit for the period was INR 56 million. Balance sheet of the company remains healthy with a debt to equity of 0.18 times as on 31st March. Net cash flow from operations for the full year stood at a robust INR 3601 million and we are also free cash flow positive for the financial year. Now I request the moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. Our first question comes from the line of Suvarna from Chanakya Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. This is Suvarna from Chanakya Capital. Can you hear me?
Yes, Suvarna, we can hear. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I have two questions. We have noticed that there has been no growth in cable TV and broadband subscribers during this quarter. So could you please explain the reason behind this? And my second question is, could you please provide more detail on the exceptional item of rupees 56.89 million? And whether this is likely to be there going forward. Thank you.
For the first question, yes, you are right. There is no increase in the subscriber base of cable TV and broadband both sides. Cable TV, as you know, we have started implementing
hidden in the sky. So we are concentrating right now more of converting the current subscriber base and going for the cost saving, which will start reflecting from first quarter, rather than the expansion in the first quarter, in the this quarter. All the expansion and all the things will happen from the first quarter of FY27. So you will start seeing some positive attraction on that way. Yes, as you know, the competition is very high right now, and the environment is also not very favorable for the cable TV business, but still we are holding our base and retaining our base throughout. And plus, from the next quarter, we are going to increase the our pace of operations hidden in the sky, and we have to start getting the more subscriber base on that way. So that's the way on the cable side. Broadband side, this quarter is a bit muted. Overall in the year we have added 15K, but this quarter was a bit muted, but from the next quarter onwards we will start seeing the addition in the subscriber base again. And one time which we have seen the exception, which is the investment impairment, which I have talked about on my statement that how it is impacting our PAT, and that is a part of that. That is a one-time investment impairment some of the investments, which the conservative accounting our auditor has recommended us to take it, and we have taken in this year. But it is only one time; it will not continue.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Richa Sengi from HKR Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Can you hear me? Sir, I had a question in line of the previous question. This particular industry has been consolidating since quite some time now. How prolonged can this consolidation phase be, according to you? Like, any reason for this consolidation?
Yeah, you're right. This industry is in the consolidation stage, and we are also preferring to go for the acquisitions and do the consolidation of the industry. As you know that out of around 80 million subscriber base, still 40 to 45 million subscriber base is with the smaller MSOs, where with the changing technology and the quality and all, it is difficult for them to hold the subscriber base so long. As you know, the change in technology is happening, and whether it is OTT and whether it is other YouTube and Insta or Facebook, all are become the threat, because they all are now a content company rather than a social media company. And because of that, you have to improve your quality, you have to improve your interactions with the customers, you have to be at the, improve your quality. That is the problem with this industry, that smaller MSOs are, in the long term, are not able to do it. And that's why the consolidation is required, so that you can retain those subscribers in the industry. And they will remain enjoying the cable TV services. So that's one of the reasons that's happening in the industry from last 4-5 years. This year, as you see, that we have our numbers have not decreased. It is almost same, because we have reduced our acquisitions or consolidation activity, as we have concentrated more towards the hidden in the sky launch and the putting the capex over there to create the one of the state of the art operating center and doing the all the downlinking the market. So that's why we have not gone for the very aggressive consolidation and all, which we used to do it from last 2 to 3 years. But now we are doing it, and you will start seeing the results from the first quarter only. from this quarter only that for the consolidation. And we believe that consolidation is good for the industry as 800 MSOs are there in the country right now, which should reduce and fewer players should be there who can serve the customer data.
So just to understand that we have been able to capture the benefit of consolidation to a certain extent and we'll be able to get good benefits from it in future, correct?
Yeah. That's the way we are working towards. We are really aggressive towards the consolidation and we will work towards that. After our Head in the Sky platform, we are going to be very, very, very aggressive for the consolidation of the industry.
Okay. And sir, from an industry standpoint, we now see that apart from us, only one other HITS operator remains active. Given this limited competitive landscape, could you help us understand what has prevented like, more players from adopting the HITS model?
Now, you have to broaden your horizon as for the competitors, because right now your competitors are everyone who is providing the content. That's why I've taken the name of, you talk about telcos, you talk about YouTube, you talk about Insta, Facebook, everyone. Who all are giving the content and who are taking the eyeballs of the customer? Those have become your competitors. So you have to broaden your horizon on the competitors. You don't have to go for traditional competitors. Traditional competitors are always there and they are going to remain there. But we have to broaden the competitive landscape and we are working towards on that basis that we have the competition with all the players who are providing content.
Got it, sir. Got it. And one more question. So the cable TV industry has been facing some structural challenges due to the OTT platform. But now players like you, Airtel, Jio, we have started giving OTT with normal TV channels as a part of our set-top box plan. So how do you see the cable TV subscriber base evolving over the next few years with this?
The whole world is moving towards the connected TVs where you will getting the TV also with a cable connection or DTH connection. Plus you are having one or two OTTs or three OTTs there at the home. And that is the way which we look forward also, that the future will be like that, because content, you can say, it is more of platform agnostic. So content has to reach to the customers. If it is a good content, customer will go and see that content, whether it will be on any platform. So you have to go according to the customer perspective, so what their requirement is. And if contents are getting available on those platforms, that you have to go for those platforms. And you have to. So we look towards ours as a pipe. If you see, we are a pipe which is reaching at home. Right now we are distributing broadcasters' channels. We can distribute OTT also. We can distribute gaming also, which we have started. We can distribute financial services also. We can do, so it's more of a, like a layering of the services to the customers. So you have the reach at home. How you are going to utilize that so that your customer is satisfied, whatever he wants, he is getting that. So that's the way we look into the business, and that's why we are providing all type of combinations of different services. And that's the way we look forward for the future.
Okay, sir. Okay, got it. Thank you so much, sir. I will join the queue for the further questions.
Sure.
Reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Harsh from Alpha Alternatives. Please go ahead.
Piyushi, you are talking about this 4 to 5 crore customers in the MSO space, right? And you are saying that you will be very aggressive. Can you tell us, in the next coming years, like FY27 and 28, how much of this 4 to 5 crore customers you can acquire very confidently?
It's a very speculative question, as you know. We are in talk with different players, big players, I will say, and which we will start getting the announcement in first quarter only, as now we have implemented Hidden in the Sky, and now we are going ahead for the kill. So, I will say, yes, good substantial number will come. I can't give you an exact number, as you know, it's more of a mix of population. But yes, we are on the job, and by next quarter call, you will get that, okay, this much number has come, and then we will start seeing the trends on that side. But yes, we are doing the consolidation, and one of our main strategies is that.
So this will be acquisition of MSO, right?
Come again, sorry, Hans. Last sentence.
So you're talking about acquiring few of the MSOs?
Yes, we are talking about acquisitions, but yes, we are looking forward to go ahead and do it. So, yes.
Got it. Secondly, I just wanted to understand on your cable TV base, how difficult it is to, you know, take a 5-6 rupees hike in ARPU?
See, ARPU, ARPU you can do higher. We are doing it this year also. We did it last year also. But as you know, Indian markets are very sensitive about the ARPU. We are increasing it. And every time if you see, it's increasing by 3 rupees to 4 rupees to 5 rupees, which is hardly, you can say, 3% to 4% increase. But that 3 to 4% increase will happen every year. That is going to happen. So in 3 years' time, you will say, yes, 10 to 12% increment has happened in the ARPU. But drastic improvement in ARPU is we are not looking forward to that. We are more going or playing the volume game rather than the value game here. That value is going to be 2 to 3%, 4% maximum. And the main volume game is going to give you the returns and the revenue.
So the volume side will be taken care of by the acquisition of MSO, right? So
yes.
From there, you'll see the volume growth.
Inorganic, organic, everything. See, Harsh, I'll just give you the largest perspective on that basis, that I've just given that there are 32 million households, and they are out of that. The TV households is just 193, 194 million. And still, it is somewhere around 60% only. So still 40% is there, which is without TV, which is non-cable, non-DTH, non-TV areas in country right now, which is somewhere around, you can say, 130 million to 140 million households, which is there. So that opportunity is a bigger opportunity there, which you can increase, you can go for inclusiveness of them as becoming the TV households. As now, one of the reasons that we have gone for the Hidden in the Sky so that we can be present in every nook and corner of the country and we can start the business week side to 10 days. And that's one of the prime things, that how you can bring this 150, 140 million households into the wave of your television and everything. So that's one of the bigger target. Plus, the other target becomes, as I say, you 40 to 45 million households, which is still with the smaller MSOs, and they are like a low-hanging fruit for go and acquire them. But yeah, there is some cost involved. Yes, cost involved. But you go and acquire them, and you increase the subscriber base on that basis. The third comes is DTH, because now you are at par with DTH from last four, 5 years, as you have the same number of channels, you have the same quality after digitization, and you have a big portion of DTH as a competition where you can win back, because DTH has won the customers from the cable and grow. And now the fact that we should win from them. So all those things. And one more portion is your free dish. Because free dish they have increased tremendously. Only because there was no option at the rural areas for the other players to go into or have the reach to reach those households through your P2P or fiber and everything. And DTH is direct to home is too costly for them. And that's why they have gone into the fold of Freelix. So there is 40, 50 million subscriber bases lying in the Freelix, which you can now hamper because you are also reaching there through a hidden in the sky. So the possibilities are large. Yeah, we have to take it one by one. But possibilities are large and we can attack in everyone. And there is a lot of work for next decade, I will say, that you can do this and increase this businesses twofold or threefold to fivefold. So that's you can say the large perspective is there to increase your business.
Got it. Lastly, on your capex and depreciation, how should we model this going forward?
Yeah, capex this year we did around 290 crore of capex total. Out of that, around 110 crore is in the broadband, and 180 crore, which includes the HITS capex, is 180 crore. We are looking forward that next year we will be again back to 350 crores. Somewhere we are looking forward that 150 to 160 crore will be on the broadband and the rest will be on the cable and HITS. Yes.
When will the capex peak, sir?
So, sorry, has your voice was cracking?
When will the capex peak out?
Maximum will peak out means you're talking about the quarter wise peak out or?
No. So you're doing 300 every year, right? So that will come down to what, 100 crores of maintenance by when?
Okay, you're talking about when it will get start reducing.
Yeah.
We are not looking forward to reduce it as we are seeing that this is the time for the growth for both the businesses. As I said, you the cable business, a lot of hits in cable business, there's a lot of perspective. Same is there in the broadband side, as you know. In the broadband, only 46 million households are in the wired side right now. And as you see, the wireless costs are going up with the time. So this is the time where you can amp your thing. And out of 332 million, only 46 million, which is hardly around 40%, 13% to 40% penetration there. So there is a, I will say this next decade is going to be both for broadband and cable, for both the businesses, where you can increase your stake and in the whole participation in the country. So I'm not looking forward for at least for next 3 years that we will going to reduce our capex.
Got it. Okay. Thanks. That's not my side.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone in order to ask a question. Our next question comes from the line of Vineet Manik from Karma Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Piyushji, can you hear me?
Yeah, Vineet, go ahead.
Piyushji, just one question from our side. It was really disappointing to see a loss this quarter. But sir, overall, despite of all the efforts that you mentioned on the call that we have been doing it for so long, our margins have been, at least on the operating side, that we used to say that 24% margin we used to make, that was down to 22% and now it is down to 18%. And in fact, if we see on a CATV basis also, we are seeing a degrowth. Our broadband business is also growing at a very smaller pace. So how should we look at the long-term, you know, business structurability about the profitability of the business? Because margins have been falling and growth has not been so great for us. So that was the first part of the question. And the second part is that can you slightly elaborate on the exceptional charges that you said on the investment that you have taken with the recommendation of the auditor, that what was largely that was attributable to and the nature of it, if you can explain. Thank you.
Yeah, sure, Vineet. So first question, you are right, Vineet, that this quarter is a bit disappointing because we have gone for the negative path and And this year also, if we can, as I said that at the beginning also, that we are have a very muted number on the both the businesses, as we have not lost the number, but yes, we have not increased the number, which was expected that we should increase our number now. As in the cable business side, I will say that we were more concentrating towards going overboard of acquisitions and all, and concentrate on our hidden in the sky capex so that we can be ready for the future. So that's why we have a bit muted. In the broadband side, yes, the competition mainly from the new technology which has come as the air fiber, and that has suddenly taken us in the leap, and now we are recovering from that as our net addition has started increasing now, and we are hopeful that next year it's going to be better. That business also, and cable business also. Yeah, the profitability side, I will say we have maintained our operational profit efficiency 22%. But yes, you are right, that at some point of time we were at 24 to 25% in 2022 or 2023, and we have come down to 22%. But we are looking forward that with the implementation of HIS, as we are going to save a lot of money in delivery cost, that is going to increase your, which is directly going to increase your EBITDA, plus the new businesses which we are going to get is going to increase that. So you are able to control your cost. If you go through our employee cost and our operational cost and also, we have worked tremendously towards that this year, and we have brought it down, both our other operating expenses and all, the overall, and the employee cost, plus you can see the pay channel cost also, it is consistent, same if we talk about the operational profit, operational profit, slide number 24 in our investor presentation on that way. But yes, you are right that in one look, this is a grave situation, and this quarter is really impacting, which I have given in your my statement also. The another one you are talking about the impairments and all. This is two parts are there. One is the impairment which has happened on some of our old investment which has happened on those investments which we did invested long time back in 2011, 2012, 2013, and along era. Those investment has become invalid, you can say, on those way, according to the auditors and all. And they have recommended to go for impairment for the more of like a cleaning of the books one time. And that has appeared there, which is below the EBITDA is around 5.7 crore and above the EBITDA is around more of 2.5 crores. The total is around 7.5 to 8 crores is there. And the second portion which we have got hit is because of our the forex fluctuation. As you know that the accounting of hidden in the sky, the transponders which we have taken in from Indonesia, there the contracts are in the dollars, and we have started taking that in the depreciation plus those costs which we have to do on ROU basis. And those fluctuations, because of those fluctuations, as on 31st March, the depreciation was very high on the INR, and 1st and 2nd April it got back, but we have to go according to the 31st March, and we got hit by around 9 crores because of that in the books, which is like a one time. If those one time would have not happened, we would have, those are the national costs, I would say. We would be positive having a better margins, and that is the case. And future, I will say we are very, very hopeful. As you know, we are rethinking on the whole business from last 1.5 years, as we told you earlier also. And that's why we are implementing or taking big steps, where we are spending on the capex, on the new platforms. We are spending on the capex in the broadband side also, of different technology side. So all those things we are doing on the basis that yes, we are going to implement our strategies in the coming years, and again, which I have talked that next 3 years we are going to be very, very aggressive, which we used to around 5 years back. So we are going to use to those again. The next 3 years are going to be aggressive, and we are hopeful that we are again going to improve our margins, and again we are going to start seeing the positive PAT, and again the PAT will go up like it has reached to 200 crores at some point of time, and then it declined. We are hopeful that we will again reach to that level in the next 3 to 4 years.
And sir, the 18% margin that we reported, the operating margin that we reported this quarter, was because of that one-time charges included in that from 22 to 18, or that one-time charges below the line item that we...
No, it is below the line item, but 22% is the in operational slide number 24, if you see.
But 22 is full year, right? FY26 is 22%. This quarter it went down to 18% on an operating basis.
This quarter, one minute. Yeah, this quarter we have 18%. That is one of the exceptional because 2 days revenue has gone. So always quarter four is lower. In quarter four you get just the 90 days, not the 92 days. So if you see the quarter three, it was 24%. It was exceptional because you got 92 days there. So that's why revenue goes up and down. So it's better to see on the yearly basis that where we are standing.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Vrishti Gupta from VG Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I on the list?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. So my question is, like, what is the churn profile for cable customers and which retention initiatives have shown the best result?
Churn, if you talk about, the industry churn is somewhere around 17 to 18%. We are at the same level. And if I talk about 17 to 18% churn, then you can see that if we are retaining our customer at the same level, I will say that it is a reducing churn year to year, because when the COVID time was there, the churn has gone up to 24%. And then it started reducing, and now it is at around 17-18% there. And we are hopeful that it will go down with the time as more retention will come into that. We are doing the all efforts on the retention, and that's why we are going down to 17-18%. Still, industry, it is at 20-21% churn is going up. Yeah. So we are doing better than industry and on the churn matter, and so that is the case.
Okay, sir. And what is the strategy for set-top box upgrades or replacement, and how are the costs recovered?
See, if you are talking about replacement and all, the replacements are happening, and generally we are doing the replacement with our used box, refurbished box, and if it has to be in the new box, then there is a cost involved on that for the replacement. So that's where you are recovering the your investment on that way. So there is a two way you can replace if a box is not working. Either it has to be a refurbished box, which is like a used box, which is repaired and retrieved and repaired box. Through that, you can recover the very small cost. Or if you have to go for the new box, then you have to pay for the new box. That is it, honestly.
Okay. And like, how do we coordinate between business teams of cable and broadband to maximize our cross-sell opportunities?
No, the teams are different, yes. You can say that the collaboration is always there between the teams on the strategic matters, on the ground matters where you have to give the, you can say the leads here and there. But yes, as both the businesses are different, require different skills, so the teams are different. Yes, you give the leads, you collaborate between them in the same areas. Technical people are there who are going to help each other. All those things are there. All the synergies are there on the helping side. But yes, there is a broadband team is different and the cables dedicated teams are there.
Okay. And in the broadband, what is the expected ARPU mix as customer moves to higher speed tiers?
So right now, ARPU is 465. If you see, from last 3 years, the ARPU was at around 440 and it has gone up to 465. We have not increased our package price. We have reduced it a bit. But because customers are migrating to higher speed packages, because of that, you have shift. Last 2 years, you have seen that around 25 rupees increase has happened in the ARPU. And we are looking forward that increase will come in the future also.
Okay. Further, I also wanted to know that how long does it typically take us to convert the home pass into a paying broadband customer? And what steps are shortened that timeline? What steps we have taken?
Once you make the home pass and you declare it that it is available for the sale, generally it takes 18 months for converting those home pass up to around 17% to 20% or extracting the customer to that way. And it depends on the area. So if it is a very dense area, then it can go up to 25% to 30% also. And if it is a rural area, it might be 12% to 15%. But yeah, the industry norm is 20% conversion of the home pass. That's best of best. We are at around 17%, 18% right now. But we are extracting more and more with the time.
Okay. And how do we prioritize which neighborhood or circles to roll out next? And what commercial criteria drive that choice?
We are going into the details of operations and how we do that for areas and all. Like then we can connect offline and I'll give you all the details of those. But what are the criteria we keep it for different areas? And whether it is rural, whether it is urban, what type of speed and what type of packages we have to take on those areas, all have different criteria. So if I talk about that, if I am doing something in Anand, it's a different strategy. If I am doing something in Sanand, it is a different strategy. If I am doing in, you can say, Nasik, it's going to be different. If it is going in the Bombay, it is going to be different. So that's the operational thing. It's not, you can say, standardized thing. Standardized is some basic standardization, but you have to go according to the market or according to the customer you're targeting on those markets.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Viral Jain from MSG Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yes, Viral, you are.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Few quick questions from my side. The first one was on the CAPEX side. So, can you just provide us a guidance for the CAPEX plan for going forward, let's say for 2 years from 27 to 29? And what could be the split between the cables, broadband and heads? And how much of it will be for growth and what will be the maintenance CAPEX?
Yeah, so we are looking forward to somewhere around 350 crores per annum. That's the CAPEX which we are looking forward. And out of that, around 150 crores is going to be in broadband and the rest 200 crores in the cable and heads. Cable and heads together because cable is going to get into heads with the time. And that's the way. If you talk about the maintenance capex will be somewhere around 50% of the both side going to be in the maintenance capex and 50% is going to be the growth capex. That's why we are going up into the capex. So that's why you can say next 2 years somewhere around 700 crore was we are trying to do. Out of that, 50 crore will be the maintenance capex and 50 crore the growth capex.
Got it, sir. My next question was with regards to the ROC. So if we look historically from FY14 to 18, we could see that we were doing ROC of around 12% to 15%. But during the COVID year and post, it grew up exceptionally high to around 25%. And post it, we can see that it's already coming back to normal range of 12 to 15% in FY23 to 24. So, however, but the last year we saw that the ROC of was in the single digit. So, what could be our expected target for ROC in FY27 to 30 and what will be the initiatives will it drive?
Yeah, because see, the normalization is somewhere around 15% ROC and what we are going to achieve is back. This year is exceptional, as I said, that we have not gone for big acquisitions and all, or increasing the number in both the businesses, as we were more concentrating towards implementing the new platforms or structures in such a way for the future. And the investment has gone towards that and the CapEx of the new platforms and all. And that's why the incremental or sustainable CapEx is required more rather than the growth CapEx which we did. And that's why you will see the ROC has come down a bit. But going forward, as I have mentioned, that there is going to be a good growth CapEx spend, and that is going to increase the ROC. And we are hopeful that we will achieve back again 15% in the next 2 to 3 years ROC.
Back to 15%. Got it, sir. That was all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participant, I would like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing remarks. Thank you, and over to you, team.
Yeah. Thanks. I would like to express my thanks to every participant who took their time out to attend the call. I would like to thank NK for organizing this call. For any queries, please feel free to contact MUFG IR, who are our investor relations advisors. Thank you and have a good day.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of MK Global Financial Service Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.